Roger, I'm not a speaker like he is, but anyway, you know, it's amazing that we all come to the Lord the same way. Our stories may be different, but in the end, it's basically all the same way. I've been a believer for 43 years, and I came from a nominal Christian home. My mother was Christian. My dad said that he was a believer, but I never saw any evidence of it, and he never went to church. And so my dad was in the oil industry, and in South Louisiana, that's what people did back in those days. And we moved around a lot. I guess every 2 years we were in a different place. We'd move wherever his job was. But I'm so thankful for my mother that she took me to church. The first thing we did when we got into a new town was to go to church. And that's where I found my stability, and that's where I met a lot of friends. And so I was very thankful for that. I went to church, just like Roger talked about. I did all the activities, Bible school, camps every year. And I guess when I was about 10 or 11, I joined the church. And I said, well, that's it. I'm a Christian. And went about doing all the things that you do in a church. And like Roger, I hit my teenage years and did what all teenagers, not all teenagers, but a lot of teenagers do, felt my independence. And so as time went on, I would go to church on Sunday, and then Monday comes around, the rest of the week, I live my life the way I wanted to live it. And then Sunday comes, and I go to church. Well, that went out on throughout my life. I got married. I continued to go to church. And by this time, I was teaching in the youth department in our church. You know, involved in all the church activities and going to church all the time. And then I had my second child, and I was in the hospital. It was August 27th, 1972. And I was in the hospital the next day, and I was praying, and I don't remember about what, probably thanking the Lord for my new baby. And as I was praying, and don't ask me to explain this because I can't, but the Lord came to me, and I heard in an audible voice, "You're dead." And I knew immediately what he was talking about, that I was dead in my trespasses and sins, that I had been using the church as a substitute. Excuse me if I cry. I cry every time I think about it because I'm so thankful. But I had, and I'm not saying going to church is not good, which is wonderful, and we need to go and have fellowship. But it can't be a substitute for true faith in Jesus Christ. Going to church and doing all these activities don't make you a Christian. And so I immediately prayed to the Lord and asked him to come in and save me from my sins, because I was dead in my trespasses and sins. And he did. And he came in and he saved me and he made me a new creature. And I thank him every day for the grace and the mercy that he gave to me, because he saved me that day there in the hospital. And like I said, you know, all of our stories may be different a little bit, but in the end, they're all the same. We have to come to the Lord the same way, repenting of our sins and asking him to forgive us. And I'd like to read a scripture for you. And it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time,
gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. And of course, y'all all know this one. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And so I'm just thankful that the Lord came to me and showed me how dead I was. But I'm alive now. And I pray that you all have experienced the life-giving love that Jesus has for us. Thank you.